Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Ripple Labs and the SEC have paused appeals to finalize a settlement over XRP sales, hinting at a resolution to the long-standing legal case. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's status is debated. Jack Dorsey pushes for its use in payments, while others see it as digital gold. In regulatory moves, New Hampshire and Florida advance Bitcoin reserve bills, and the SEC dismisses its Helium case, showing a regulatory shift. Now let's get into the details. Ripple and the SEC jointly filed to pause appeals, aiming to finalize a settlement over XRP, marking a potential end to their legal battle since December 2020. In another development, New Hampshire's HB 302 and Florida's HB 487 both state-owned Bitcoin reserve bills are progressing, signaling growing institutional Bitcoin adoption. Bitcoin's role is under scrutiny. Jack Dorsey argues for its payment scalability, while Rina Shah sees it as a generational asset with potential in DeFi. This comes as Bitcoin remains stable amid China's new 125% tariff on US goods, which has sparked mixed market reactions. Gold and bonds rise, oil falls, but Bitcoin stays flat. Ethereum's Vitalik Buterin has introduced a roadmap to enhance Layer 1 privacy, focusing on user confidentiality with tools like Railgun. This aligns with Ethereum's push for cross-chain interoperability. In business, Portofino Technologies CFO Mark Blackburra exits as the firm eyes expansion in New York and Singapore, highlighting strategic shifts in crypto market making. On the regulatory front, the SEC dismissed its case against Nova Labs, marking a significant shift as leadership transitions from Gary Gensler to Paul Atkins. This follows President Trump's signing of a crypto bill, repealing a Biden-era IRS rule targeting DeFi, a milestone in US digital asset regulation. In market news, the CoinDesk 20 index rose 3.5%, led by Solana and Bitcoin Cash. However, the crypto market faces volatility with Bitcoin's recent drawdown from its all-time high. Yet it still shows resilience compared to major tech stocks. Human Rights Foundation's Bitcoin Humanitarian Alliance uses Bitcoin to support civil liberties in repressive environments, emphasizing its role beyond investment. Finally, in corporate news, Block Inc. faces a $40 million fine for inadequate Bitcoin transaction oversight, highlighting the importance of compliance in crypto operations. Meanwhile, Coinbase battles the FDIC over alleged crypto debanking, accusing the agency of stalling document releases. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.